This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Subscribe to PewDiePie. Remember, lads? Subscribe to PewDiePie.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting worldwide. Syrian Girl joins us from Australia. Cherie is calling in from the North Island of New Zealand. There's two islands there off the coast of Australia. We've got Alex, who's in Wyoming right now, but from Australia, going to get his take on this, going to take more calls. I've got my team going through this individual's manifesto that I have here in front of me, and he clearly says everything I'm doing in this manifesto is to cause a civil war, is to get the left to go after the guns, to start a civil war. So we're going to walk through this whole thing. And that's why he's trying to get PewDiePie taken off the air with his, you know, 100 billion views or whatever it is and 100 million subscribers to cause a rebellion, something that Charles Manson wanted originally. We're going to look at this very closely because I've been seeing Charles Manson since I woke up this morning at 6 a.m. and turns out that's exactly what this is a replay of that. Cherie, your take on that situation and this guy wanted to cause a civil war, and then separately, how he had these fully autos and explosives in the vehicle, because correct me if I'm wrong, don't you have to have a license in New Zealand and Australia just to even have a single-shot firearm on your farm?
Yes, that's right. In New Zealand, you have to have a firearm license, and I think I'm talking to my husband, he's telling me the information. What is it? What sort of gun? He had an AR-15, but apparently the magazine that he had was illegal here. So, I mean, he could have got that from, we have gangs in New Zealand, so it's probably not neither here nor there. I mean, although I find it hard to sort of see how he could get it from the gangs, because if he is a white supremacist? I mean, we do have skinhead gangs down in Christchurch. That's kind of well known. But to get it from the other gangs, they probably would be in rivalry. I don't know. I don't know if he's on drugs. It's all a bit weird right now. But yes, the gun laws are illegal.
Well, Cherie, as this all develops and unfolds, promise that you or your sister or your husband or whoever can will call in when we give the number out tomorrow, Sunday through next week, so we can get actual real people to give us their take. Anything else you'd like to add, Cherie?
I would like to add, because it's quite hard with our news network here. We have very fake news here as well. It was very interesting because I was watching, I was not able to get my TV set, so I had to watch it through CNN, which I never watched CNN. And the link between old New Zealand news and CNN was almost instant. That's how fake, they're linked. So, we probably won't get the truth here, but I'm going to talk to my sister-in-law and see what more I can find out and maybe call you guys back.
Fantastic. God bless. Be safe, Cherie. Really, really sad that, as Syrian Girl said, they put radical Muslims in charge, then they let them attack regular Muslims who allow Christians to live in peace and attack their churches and all the rest of it, and then they bring in folks and have a clash of civilization. We're going to come back in 60 seconds and get Syrian Girl's take on where she thinks all this is going. Then, former Navy SEAL, counterterrorism specialist, best-selling author, Matt Bracken is going to give us his take. Then Stuart Rhodes, constitutional lawyer, head of Oath Keepers, Patriot. He's going to be popping in. Then Millie Weaver, Dr. Nick Begich, and a bunch of other surprise guests today. And more of your phone calls from Australia and New Zealand. Then I'll open the phones up to everybody. Stay with us.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalists, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
You've got it.
Mr. Dispenser coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We're going to Alex, who is from Australia but visiting Montana right now, or Wyoming, and the Syrian girl who lives in Australia. She is an exile there from the Assad regime. She's giving her expert take, and I've learned over the last 6-7 years talking to her, she knows what she's talking about. She's an international analyst on BBC, RT, you name it, giving her take there. We're going to get her take on that as well. Have her on the next few days as things unfold. The number to join us if you're in New Zealand or Australia is country code and then 512-646-1776 or again 011 or 001-877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. Some of you can't use the toll-free number, so we give you our regular number, 512-646-1776. I want to go now to Alex, who's Australian, but visiting Wyoming, to give us his take and then Syrian girl's take. What do you think about this situation? How did he get the guns? Why is he saying he's a leftist and a conservative but hates conservatives but loves China? Why is all this coming right now? Why is he demonizing PewDiePie and the Internet? What do you think's going on?
All very good questions, Alex. I just want to start off by saying my thoughts and prayers go out to the people of Christchurch. I was there 2 years ago, and the city is still recovering from those horrific earthquakes they had in 2011, which killed near on 100 people. Just an interesting fact I'd like to bring up is the fact that he described himself as an eco-fascist. However, on the day of his attack, there was mass climate protests going on where you have all the students walking out. It's occurring here across America today, but it was yesterday for Australia and New Zealand. So I was kind of thinking, if you're so into climate change and preserving it, why would you hijack the news coverage of that?
That's a good question.
Yeah, very interesting, very interesting.
Let's get Syrian Girl's take on that. Syrian Girl, what do you think about the point he just made?
I just think that a lot of what he said was nonsensical and illogical and sometimes contradictory. You know, I think he was trolling for at least some of his manifesto. I mean, he threw a line out there about the white race and maintaining the white race, but Muslims are not a race, and not all immigrants are Muslim, and some Muslims are white, and some Christians are brown or black. So it doesn't really make any... If it was someone who actually was into what he was saying, he would have probably thought more about it. So I think maybe he was an eco-fascist, but I don't think we can trust anything that he says in his manifesto.
The whole thing reeks of a psyop. I mean, whether he's a crazy person trying to do a psyop or whether others are helping him, I want to know where he got the firearms. What do you think, Alex?
Well, it's very hard to procure firearms in both Australia and New Zealand, and there's no way he'd be able to bring guns from Australia to New Zealand. All the attachments and extended magazines he got are illegal. So he obviously, you know, criminals are going to get their hands on guns no matter what sort of gun control policy the people try to instill.
Well, one thing's for sure, Alex, we've got front row seats to what's about to come down with this, and that means internet censorship. That means blaming platforms he was able to speak on. Again, that's like blaming somebody using a telephone or writing a letter. And they've really made their bed in big tech, blaming Gab and InfoWars and others to where they're now getting blamed, which just makes absolutely no sense. But we'll discover more as this unfolds. I wonder if we're going to see Islamic counterattacks, radical Islamic counterattacks from this. Thank you so much, Alex. What do you think, Syrian girl?
I think anyone that's seen the video would be disgusted and enraged. And this was 100% an act of terrorism. It's important to say this. I mean, he may have had a mental illness, but a lot of terrorists probably have mental illness as well. And it was politically motivated, even though his politics was completely muddled up. And one of the things he did want was to create a civil war. I think probably there will be tit for tat, but then again, I think that tit for tat will come from groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda, and already Al-Qaeda said that they were going to take vengeance because of this shooter, but on Syrians. I mean, there was a post on social media about it. I'll send you the link to it. But perhaps there'll be something else, and they'll probably use that for some kind of geopolitical interest somewhere down along the line, because at the end of the day, they use this kind of stuff either to create chaos in the Middle East by funding terrorism or create chaos in Europe and cracking down and censoring them. This is all really about control. And we're in this cycle. This is like a cyclone. And we're losing the reins here in the world when it comes to this war.
Well, very well said, Syrian girl. God bless you and your great work that you're doing. It's, again, at Partisan Girl on Twitter, YouTube, Syrian Girl Partisan. Thank you so much, and please join us again on the Sunday broadcast.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you, 4 to 6 p.m., and I'll probably do a special report tomorrow. Thank you. It's just terrible when you wake up in the morning on the other side of the planet. A crazy monster has executed 49 people and injured a whole bunch of others. And then I've had a team of several people. We'll have this by the bottom of the hour. But I'm going to do this at the start of the next hour because Millie Weaver doesn't join us till 1:30. So I'll have 1 o'clock, that's in 45 minutes or so, 47 minutes from now. I'll be able to go through his manifesto then. And then maybe at that time, Matt Bracken and Stuart Rhodes can pop back in because they're about to join us and give their take on it. But I've already, during the breaks, gone in and looked at the quotes, and he says repeatedly, I'm going to list conservative icons to get liberals to attack them. I'm then going to try to get the left to take guns to cause a civil war. And I'm not just saying this because I want to be able to ideologically blame the left. This is Jussie Smollett squared. Like the intelligence level was way more advanced. Because this isn't clown stuff in your classic low IQ. This is done very triangulated to cause major infighting, and he admits it. And it's done to create a clash of civilizations. And it's also meant to manipulate mentally ill people. It's written perfectly for mentally ill on all different sides to go into this call to arms insanity. This is exactly what the globalists need, is radical Muslims spread out across the world with radical counter-Muslims who will then have this clash of civilizations. I believe he had help. You read the cover of The Great Replacement, Towards a New Society. We march ever forwards. It overall is a communist cosmology, but it's anti-imperialism with a picture of George Washington. Workers' rights, protection of heritage and culture, that's to suck everybody in. Ethnic autonomy, that's to get all the different groups involved. Law and order, that's why you go in and shoot up a bunch of innocent people. Addiction-free community. Responsible markets, that means controlled markets, and environmentalism, that's the global government. So this guy is uber super bad news. Got an old sun symbol, old swastika symbol there. The march ever forwards. That is a socialist communist term, Marx and Engels. So we'll get Matt Bracken's take on that, but I'm going to break down his manifesto next hour. It is disgusting, and it's designed to cause a civil war, just like Charlie Manson wanted. Before we go to break, people love sales, and we had the biggest sales in our history during Christmas to sell out of everything so we wouldn't have inventory cost. We lost money on a lot of items. We made some on others to help fund the operation. We fund ourselves old-fashioned free market. It's taken almost 3 months to get a lot of the best-selling items back in stock. We've done it. X2, we didn't think we could get any more. It's the original manufacturer, pure X2. It's the original. X2 just came in, ladies and gentlemen, yesterday. It starts shipping out today. 50% off the original Good Halogen. Brain Force Plus, the amazing nootropic that's such a bestseller with all the best ingredients for focus and clarity. 50% off Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, all 50% off Alpha Power, Stamina, Libido, Energy, Super Strong, 50% off all the Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste for adults and children, Colloidal Silver Iodine Fortify, 50% off the mouthwash, the Immune Gargle, 50% off in all sizes, 50% off DNA Force Plus. That is a huge deal. It's the strongest, best CoQ10 BioPQQ formula out there. Amazing. Read what it does for your telomeres. Knockout, the Sleep Aid, 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off. And a bunch of other big sales and store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points. That's 10% off on your next order. And you sign up for auto-ship, additional 10% off. Ha, those are the biggest deals ever. Those match our best deals ever.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
The entire way, this mass shooting that's now killed 49 people in Christchurch, New Zealand, in the Southern Island, the whole way this has been carried out is incredibly synthetic, incredibly inauthentic. It looks like a perfect third-party, you know, shoot-'em-up game. And I was making those points a few segments ago. Even the Daily Mail has journalists and reporters saying that this thing is a trap to set up reporters so they find every group and every organization they want to blame to get everybody fighting with each other, which is exactly what he says he wants to do. But the manifesto itself is a trap in itself laid for journalists searching for the meaning behind the horrific crime. The truth is there, invaluable clues, the shooter's radicalization. But it's buried beneath a great deal of, for lack of a better word, S posting. Well, as you can see if you're a TV viewer, we've already listed here where he wants civil war, where he's explaining it all. We're going to get to this next hour. We're going to go to Matt Brackett, who's going to ride shotgun with myself and Stuart Rhodes for the rest of the hour, and we'll go to him in a moment. We have another caller, though. Paul in New Zealand, located a half mile away from the attack in Christchurch. So you live in Christchurch. Paul, thank you for joining us. Please give us your take on this, and our heart and prayers go out to all those that were killed or injured.
Yeah. Hi, Alex. It was a sad day for New Zealand. It was a sad day for Christchurch. I was about half a mile away from the attack. I was at a church dinner and a church lunch, and then we heard that there was the shooting, so we thought, oh, we better head home. And when we were driving down the road, not far from the church, we actually went past where he was run off the road. The police car had rammed the car off the road, and it was up on the footpath. And so we were there just a few minutes after the arrest of the guy. We then thought, oh, we better get home and get my granddaughter out of school, because we heard there was multiple shootings around the city. And so we got to the school and picked up my granddaughter, and then the school, when we got home, everything was locked down. So a city of half a million people was practically completely locked down for a couple of hours, so no schools were open. It was quite dramatic, so we didn't really know what was going on. We didn't know how many shooters were in the city. They were running through Hagley Park, a big park in the centre of the city, and so then one of my friends sent the video through to my son. He downloaded it off the internet. And we watched it, and it was almost like watching one of the kids shoot up games. It almost looked exactly like that. You know, it was quite amazing. So one thing that I used to be I'm a landlord, and I had actually rented out my flat to a Muslim couple a few years ago, and they went to the mosque there, and they said that the mosque was tried to be radicalized a few years ago, but the Muslim, moderate Muslims stood up to the radicalization and put it down in that particular mosque. So they were, pretty decent people there. A neighbor who lived next to the mosque was saying that they're really good people, they got a good relationship with them, they're very friendly. So it was really sad that they're really good people that were actually hurt. Other gun laws in New Zealand, I'm a gun owner, and it's a very strict vetting. I had to go through a 2-hour interview to renew my gun license, and then to interview all the family. They want to know what your mental health is, and so it's very strict. So they license the person, not the gun. But a person who has a license can buy a semi-automatic gun. But I think they're probably going to come after the semi-automatics after this, because I think they used that in Australia, the Port Arthur thing, to actually go after the guns and disarm the people. But you're very, you cannot use a gun in New Zealand for self-defense. There's very strict laws about that. Yes. So, that's some of the things I've got to say.
Wow. Because I know in New Zealand, even for farmers and people to get single shots, they had to get a special license. So how can he be from Australia and a globetrotter? They called him the backpacker.
I read his manifesto, and he said that he chose Christchurch specifically because it was a very peaceful place, and so nowhere in the world would be safe. So he's not going to divide anybody in Christchurch because everyone gets on really well together. There's no racial tension here or anything. And very safe city. It's one of the, I think New Zealand's one of the best places to live in the world. I think it rates in that in the world things. But he said he actually chose it specifically to make a point that nowhere in the world was safe, which is one of the points that he made.
Unbelievable. Well, please let us get your number so we can call you back if things develop or unfold. But do you just think total mental illness with this guy, or do you think somebody might be behind it with the way he writes this manifesto to make everybody fight with each other and how he was able to get these firearms?
I think he targeted other places around the world. I don't think he was targeting New Zealand. I think he was making a statement, to actually sort of a worldwide statement, you know, and just for the very fact that he chose Christchurch as being a bit peaceful.
What a horrible demonic person, just to pick a peaceful place and then randomly pick people to kill just to make a point. That's what ISIS does.
You know, and he was so, you know, when I watched the video, it was just so horrific. You know, just people just piled in corners and he just kept shooting into them, you know, like no concern, no empathy at all. It was just disgusting. Yeah. Yeah. I was so shocked. Yeah, we were sort of all sort of but still shaken, quite shaken by it. But to actually, you know, for a whole city to be locked down, you know, it's half a million people's city.
I've heard about Christchurch. I'll be quite honest with you. If I ever decide to, you know, bug out and quit the elites moving there, I'd actually looked at Christchurch as a place to move. This is just insane.
Well, it's actually called the Gardens. We've won multiple awards around the world as the Gardens.
No, I know. I search engine years ago, best places in New Zealand, and Christchurch is at the top of the list.
And it's all been rebuilt with all new beautiful buildings. There's not a house that hasn't been painted or a building that hasn't been renewed. The whole center of the city is just a beautiful place now because of the rebuild after the earthquake. There's $30 billion spent on the rebuild. So, you know, it's just a brand new city now. It's just beautiful.
Well, that's just terrible. Well, thank you so much, Paul, for your take on the situation, and I'm glad that your family was safe with you being right, you know, witness the shooting.
We're all running around trying to pick up the kids after school, but we got blocked from actually doing it. So.
Well, I'm not somebody that's into torture, but, man, I'd sure like to find out why this scumbag really did this, or he just may be completely insane. Obviously, he's insane. Thank you so much for the call, Paul. Bracken, thanks for holding while the caller called him, but obviously that takes precedent. We're going to go to break in a few minutes, but what is your just snapshot first approximation of this?
Well, there's a lot to dig in, and the guy was a devotee of Anders Breivik, the Swede, and he learned from the Breivik incident that any names mentioned in the manifesto would throw a spotlight on them. So part of it's trolling, like the Candace Owens thing. But I'm going back to the former guy. Is he even an Australian? Why do you care so much about Europe? This is, I'm quoting from the manifesto. Why do you care so much about Europe? Aren't you an Australian? This is in the Q&A format of his manifesto. And he answers, Australia, just like the rest of the colonies of Europe, is simply an offshoot of the European people, a finger on the hand of the body of Europe. He does not say he's an Australian. I was talking today to Brad Johnson, who's a former CIA station chief in the Balkans, you know, speaks Serbian, Russian. He has a website called intelreform.org, and he says the guy sounds like a Serbian to him. The Cyrillic writing on the weapons, even using old church Cyrillic, this is extremely...
You know, I noticed that. It's old
stuff.
And then he could actually... Who knows? Well, let's come back. Could he be a crypto-Islamicist? And this is a false flag. We're going to come right back with Matt Bracken. He admits he's trying to cause a civil war. We have Stuart Rhodes joining us as well. We're going to lay it all out today. You're not going to get this anywhere else. They're trying to censor us. We're just trying to find answers, folks. Stay with us. You know, the worst part about getting old, and I'm still strong at 45, is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think of this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, then you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit via word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, it's the Ides of March, March 15, 2019. I've been saying for months and months that the globalists like to launch new revolutions, new wars on March 15th. It goes back thousands of years since Caesar was killed in the Roman Forum. People always think he was killed in the Senate, it was in the Forum. But the point is, I've been at that spot in Rome, it's amazing, that it's synthetic, it's a false flag regardless, because you have a clash of civilizations where PNAC, run by Dick Cheney, says we're going to bring in all the radical Muslims, we're going to have a clash with the West, we're going to suppress people that oppose it until it explodes. And then we're going to have a whole new war. And out of that comes the world government. It's not like there's a crusade to stop Islam. Out of that comes the world government synthesis. So I'll get Matt Bracken's take on that, and then also bring up founder of Oathkeepers, head of Oathkeepers, who's also a constitutional lawyer, or has practiced law before. He's not practicing now. He's too busy with Oathkeepers. Stuart Rhodes. So that's all coming up here in just a moment. But when you pull back from this, just during the break, and we didn't have it DVR'd, it was on satellite, I didn't catch, I wasn't able to tape it, I watched it. It was Ilhan Omar from Somalia that says America's garbage and America's evil and Venezuela's great. But she sure wanted to get here from Somalia. You're kidnapped in 5 minutes if you're a Westerner in Somalia. 5 minutes. You are held for ransom. You're killed in many cases. Their number one business is piracy, and then after that, it's kidnapping. Women are sold into sex slavery. Their genitals are cut off. So she flees that, comes here. There's no apologies when on Christmas Day, all over the world, people get run over by trucks, churches get blown up, thousands get killed. Sometimes in just a few days. Usually it's hundreds. Palm Sunday, there's usually six, seven, eight, sometimes 20 churches get blown up in Egypt. It'll be a minor footnote. Oh, and today there were a bunch of bombings. No one goes in and personalizes the people. No one shows the Coptic Christians. No. No one shows all the brown Christians getting blown up. But when it happens to the Muslims, it's a big deal. I don't want to see Muslims gunned down. I know most of them aren't, but the point is the leadership of a lot of groups is. So coming up next hour, I'm going to go through The Great Replacement, his manifesto. We've almost completed reading the whole thing and footnoting it and getting it prepared. A lot of angles to this, a lot of other news going on we haven't hit while we're at it. World War III coming. Israel's on the brink of war with Hamas and Hezbollah, Syria, and Iran all at the same time. Powerful Michael Snyder article from economiccollapseblog.com up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Also, finally, Don Salazar, Infowars.com article. Child Protective Services investigating mother after 11-year-old drag queen danced at gay bar. And talked about using ketamine and hung out with convicted murderers on videos with posters about children taking date rape drugs. Yeah. Yeah. Finally, something happening. Now, let me give the phone number out for folks to call. We've had some calls from New Zealand, some calls from Australia. And if you call in, you go to the head of the line. But now, call specifically on what you think's going on. If you think it's synthetic, or the guy says he wants to cause a civil war, a.k.a. Charlie Manson. Your take on this and where you think it's going on the Ides of March. Quick comments on that because I want to get a few of you in. 512-646-1776 is the regular number. Some folks can't call from New Zealand on a toll-free. 512-646-1776. And the toll-free number for here in the U.S. and Canada, many parts of the world it works, 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. I'm friends with a Coptic Christian fella I met who's a pastor and a business owner and a guy who's really smart. And he's from Egypt, and I'm trying to call him. He's been wanting to come on lately, but to talk about what's happening with Christians being persecuted, strangely enough, and I haven't gotten back with him, but I've been calling him. He hasn't got back with me, so I want to get him on soon as well. Going to Matt Bracken, enemiesforeigndomestic.com, best-selling author, terrorism expert, Navy SEAL deployed to the Middle East, comes highly recommended in the past few years by a lot of smart folks. There's a lot to go through here. You dropped the bombshell that he may not even be an Aussie. How did he get these guns that are illegal? Even for people to have, you know, in New Zealand, we've confirmed that. The scripting, the demonizing Candace Owens, Pootie Pie, who the system's both targeting right now. He says he wants to cause a civil war. What's really going on here?
Well, the fact that he's done so much traveling makes it very easy for him to appear and disappear. He could have been taken under somebody's wing and programmed and brainwashed. I mean, starting with a very disturbed individual, but... he seems to have gone on quite a journey. I'm halfway through his manifesto, reading every line. He's a very intelligent person. You disagree with his thinking, but the way he puts thoughts together, it's at a high level. He's a very intelligent person. And whether he's trolling or sincere or all over the place, I can't say. But the fact that he could assemble these weapons means he either had help, you know, some diplomatic pouch, et cetera, or he's an extensive planner, possibly even a smuggler, if he's doing this all alone. You know, I call this the Facebook massacre because what's unique about it is not the location. He chose New Zealand because it is remote, to show that everywhere white people live, the Muslims are invading. So he chose New Zealand because there hadn't been anything like this. He's not a Kiwi. It's not unique to New Zealand. What's unique about this shooting compared to Dylan Roof, Anders Breivik, Parkland, Las Vegas, is that he live streamed it on Facebook. not to some blog that picked it up. He put this on Facebook, and it ran for like 17 or 20 minutes live, worldwide. That possibly is the unique characteristic. If not for Facebook live streaming or live streaming in general, he might not have done it. It might not have had the impact that he wanted to have.
And that's where it's going, is they want to now say no more live streaming for the general public. It's too powerful. It exposes the power structure. They're scared of it. So now Apple and YouTube and all of them are going to act like it's legitimate to start taking that away from the general public, because you're seeing a demonization of communication systems as if they themselves are bad.
But we're in an info war, obviously, and I think that to be effective in an info war, you use the ammunition that's on the table. And the ammunition on the table is to call this the Facebook massacre. Pin this right on Mark Zuckerberg. Mark Zuckerberg, he's the guy that made the tool that instigated this, that promoted it. If not for Facebook live streaming, he might have done something else or nothing at all. But the fact that he knew that his manifesto would have worldwide impact immediately. So you can do this in New Zealand. And it's worldwide, known, seen everywhere. Without Facebook live streaming it, this happened in New Zealand. It's a news story that we read about in the Daily Mail. It can be massaged and tailored. But because of the powerful tool of Facebook live streaming, he went to New Zealand and did it that way. So I say call it the Facebook massacre. Let Mark Zuckerberg and his minions defend that it's not the Facebook massacre. Put them on the back heels. Put them on the defensive.
But here's my problem with that. That's where this is already going, and the momentum is going that way. Like they blamed Gab when it wasn't Gab's fault, when it happens 5 minutes, 4 minutes before the guy did it. A platform, a telephone, a TV show, it's not the blame, it's who's saying it. And I get Zuckerberg and all of them have been using this against us, so it'd be sweet justice to see it done to them, but don't you see the long term where this goes?
Well, this sounds like the Republicans that voted against the border emergency, saying, oh, yeah, well, the Democrats will use this if we use it. Look, there's ammo on the table. Load the gun and use it. The ammo on the table is this was a Facebook massacre. Saying, well, the liberals will use this against us, like with Gab, or practically blaming InfoWars for Sandy Hook in their inverted logic. I say call this the Facebook massacre. Let Mark Zuckerberg come on 60 Minutes and apologize.
Well, that's what they expect everybody else to do. I mean, I don't see how Graham Bell's to blame 50 years ago if somebody, you know, called in a bomb threat over the telephone. But, yeah, two more platforms have suspended Gab in the wake of Pittsburgh shooting. You know, that happened to them. So I'm saying exactly, under the media's justice, you're right. I guess the best way to teach him would be to say, deplatform Facebook, shut it down, remove it, which is strange. And we're going to go to break and take some calls and bring Stuart Rhodes on. We'll ask this question when we come back. Why have we seen Facebook down? Why have we seen a bunch of other big platforms completely down for up to a day in the last few days? All the big platforms have been going down very, very suspiciously. What's really going on? Matt Bracken's our guest. Coming up, Stuart Rhodes and your phone calls. I'm Alex Jones with News Wars. News Wars. NewsWars.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Stuart Rhodes is on the road, founder of Oathkeepers.org. He's going to give his take. Matt Bragg's going to ride shotgun with us for a few more segments as well. We're taking a lot of calls, obviously, from Australia and New Zealand. We're about to take some calls from Canada and here in the States. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., I'm here in the War Room with Owen Schroyer at 3 p.m. Central. And then, of course, we have weekday mornings. That is 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, David Knight. Just a footnote, too, about Roger Stone. I like Roger. He's a nice person. I've not been involved in all his politics and all of his machinations and the political stuff he does. I wanted to hire Roger as a political pundit to talk about politics and news here on air. And he did a pretty good job until the last few months, and he was just consumed, obviously, with what was happening to him. And then when he got the gag order, he won't even talk to me. And so Roger no longer works here, and he understands that. We've had an amicable parting. That happened a few weeks ago, and I wish him well. I think he's being railroaded. But people want me to comment on it. It's gotten to the point where he doesn't want me to comment on it at the level he's gotten into with his court and the rest of it. So it's not my rodeo. You've been very supportive of Roger. I've been very supportive. It's just that we're fighting a larger fight here, and I've been sued by Jerome Corsi because of all the Roger Stone stuff and Larry Klayman. It's out of control, ladies and gentlemen. The whole situation is completely out of control, but it doesn't matter. InfoWars is growing. Big breakthroughs have happened. We're having a lot of big successes thanks to your prayers, but it's so important for everyone to remember, without you financially supporting us, we're not here. And the Globalist, amongst all the other shows out there, they want this one shut down because we're spot on. We give wide spectrum analysis. We don't go with a talking point. We just have a real debate until we figure out what's going on. So please don't forget, the biggest sale of the year so far, store-wide free shipping, 50% off all the InfoWars Life amazing products. That's the BrainForce best-selling nootropic. We've got X2, by the grace of God, the original formula with the Deep Earth Pure Crystals back in stock. Didn't think that would happen. I had to cancel future orders because they couldn't supply it. Now they've come through. That just came in. InfoWarsStore.com, the great protein bars, all of it, 50% off. Call toll-free, 888-253-3139 on your purchase. Makes everything we do here possible. We've got loaded phone lines as well. Matt, I want to bring up Stuart Rhodes and get his approximation as a veteran and a man that's practiced constitutional law and somebody who's been warning about false flags. I just think the guy getting the guns, the fact that he traveled all over the world, the fact that he's saying he wants to cause a civil war, that's what Charlie Manson wanted in Helter Skelter, trying to frame black people for killing Sharon Tate. But he got caught. Stuart Rhodes, what's your first approximation on this?
Well, I watched the video. Found the video online and watched the entire thing. I think this guy was a true believer, white nationalist, apparently. But, yeah, he wanted to spark a race war. That's what he wanted. So, but expect to, whether he was, some kind of MK Ultra manipulated person or not, the outcome is going to be the same. This is going to be used to attempt to disarm us even further, disarm the West, and also to censor us and crush free speech. That's what's going to happen. And so we have to just say we're just not going to accept that. We're not going to disarm. I mean, it didn't help the people in that mosque to be unarmed. They were completely defenseless. And that's exactly, why it was successful. So disarming is not going to save anyone's life. Don't do it.
Sure, and I don't want to get a fight going on here, and I usually agree with Matt Bracken, but he's like, it's ammo on the table. Zuckerberg and everybody blame Gab for other events, so let's blame them for this. To me, it's a transmission system like a telephone. I think it's a very dangerous game. Sure, use the left's tactics against them. I'm not Machiavellian. I'm not trying to be mean to Matt, but I think at a fundamental level, I think this is playing with fire. What do you think, Stuart?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a fair point. This is on Facebook, right? To use Facebook as a platform. If he had done this on your show, if he'd have live streamed his attack on your show, then he'd use that against you. So I can see his point. But the thing is, we have
no.
To
I agree. That's why we're having the debate. So what do we do?
Right.
We always let the left manipulate and do all this, and we always play clean. I get his point, but it's like the Ring of Mordor, though, Matt Bracken. You win the war, but you become Sauron.
Well, it's going to be a fight in the trenches if we're going to win eventually. I need to get back to this guy. This is a complicated guy. Brad Johnson, former CIA officer, station chief in the Balkans, he says the guy's got a Serbian accent. Maybe that's put on as a fake, another layer of texture in his.
And let's go back. He's got this Slavic text on the firearms.
Yeah, Slavic, the Cyrillic letters in Serbian church script, using lettering that is archaic, that is orthodox, and then he's on the car ride in, he's playing the song, the Serbian nationalist anthem, soldiers' anthem, called Remove Kebab, with kebab meaning like Muslim, shish kebab. So he's playing a Serbian song in the car. That is, these are all.
And Matt, since you mentioned it, let's back you up and play the clip. Here it is.
No, it's before that. Or after this. Okay.
Yeah, it comes after it.
If I had a church, there's no damn way I wouldn't have armed guards.
Oh, no. It's before that, when he's driving, they play the Serbian song.
All right, we'll stop there. Guys, can you go scrub it back a few minutes before? Thanks. We'll come back to that in a moment.
But on 8chan, where he was hanging out on the 8chan chat board, they loved the fact that he played that. Apparently, it's something that's like one of their inside things on that chat. But they were like, oh, he played the Remove Kebab music, and it's epic. So they're all into that. It could be that. It's a cultural appropriation. Who knows?
Or
I think we found it. I think we found it for TV and radio listeners. Here it is. So it's clear that he scripted all of this. He's prepared it. He hits every political group. He blames them against each other. He says, I love Trump. I hate Trump. I love Candace Owens, but she's even more violent than me. You know, I love PewDiePie. Subscribe to PewDiePie. I mean, clearly the guy's trying to get the internet censored is what this looks like to me. Matt Bracken?
Well, he's trying to cause massive overreaction, leading to a counter overreaction, resulting in a civil war. And I think, and then eventually a race war that he hopes the whites will live. Reading the manifesto, which I do recommend, he is concerned with the time element. We can't have a white nationalist victory in 100 years because we'll be extinct. We have to kick this thing into overdrive now, and that's his goal. But he said, in going back to the Serbian thing, it's a Q&A that he wrote, and he says, but aren't you an Australian? And then he says something about Australia is just a finger of Europe. So the fact that he did not say, yes, I'm an Australian, and Brad Johnson, the CIA guy, he says he uses a Slavic accent when he's saying the PewDiePie thing. If you can cue up the part where it's not very high def, but the part where he's saying subscribe to PewDiePie, it's either a real or a fake Serbian accent. So the guy's deep.
You know, I mean, exactly. I mean, I've got a couple guys that have been reading over it with notes. We're going to come in next hour and break all of this down. But this is Charlie Manson 2.0 is what I think. What do you think, Stuart Rhodes?
Well, I think, you know, frankly, I think this guy was a sincere Eurocentric white nationalist. I think he traveled the world, and like he says in his manifesto, he traveled in Europe and was disturbed by what he saw about the mass immigration. And I think it just pushed him over the edge. But and this is why I think it's going to be used to target all the rest of us who are concerned about the same thing. I mean, it's a real threat to the West. It's a real, you know.
Well, notice when a guy at Christmas runs over 200 people and kills 100 and something, they don't humanize the baby toddlers, nothing. When a church is blown up, it's not talked about. But now with this, it's going to get hyped to the heavens.
Right. So when the Muslims go crazy and kill us, it's never, you know, don't blame Islam. But when a guy who's worried about or concerned about mass immigration of Muslims into Europe goes crazy and kills people, then they're going to blame all the rest of us for the same concern. That's how it's going to be used. This is why we have to just fight back and say, you know what, that doesn't erase the fact that this is a problem. This is what drove this guy over the edge. I'm not making excuses for him. But what I'm saying is that it's a real serious problem, and he saw it. And because he saw it, I don't agree with what he did. But he saw something that's very real. We can't back away from that. We also can't back away from our responsibility to be armed. I mean, you know, the only way to stop shooting like that is to be armed.
That's right, and it was somebody with a firearm that did run him off. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.